It was full noontide when Pask and Tammo made it back to the defile, accompanied by Sergeant Torgok, Rubberdub and Midge, whom they had met up with on the way. Perigord was seated in front of a fire, his right paw in a sling that held a large herbal pad to the shoulder. On seeing the Major, Tammo was able to say only one word.
Rasa!
Perigord's normally languid face was pale and drawn as he nodded toward the cave. Breaking free of Torgok and Pask, the young heir staggered into the little chamber. A strange scene confronted him. Lieutenant Morio, with a bandage round his face that ran beneath his chin and ending in a bow between his ears, was nursing a tiny badger. Looking for all the world like an old hairwife, he placed a paw to his lips.
Shh, I just got him to sleep.
In a corner, there was a still form, covered by a ragged homespun blanket. Close to it, Russa, also wrapped in a cloak, was sitting with her back against the sandstone wall. Tammo gave a deep sigh as he sat down next to his squirrel friend.
Thank the seasons you're alive, mate.
Russa blinked slowly through clouded eyes.
Not for long, young'un. Hit me good this time. 2 arrows and a spear. But I gave it good as I got. Sent a few of them along in front to pave the way for me.
Tammo put a paw around the squirrel's narrow shoulders.
Rasa, don't talk like that. You'll be all right. Honest you will.
Russa Nodre smiled, coughed a little, then swallowed as if clearing her throat. She took Tammo's free paw, saying,
None of your nonsense now. Sit still and listen to me, Tam. Tell your mama I did the best I could, and if you see Osmunda again, tell her I sent my regards. Make your family proud of you, Tamello de Formolo Tussock. Never do anything you'd be ashamed to tell him. One other thing. You don't have to be a long patroller if you don't want to. Maybe there's other things you'd do better.
Russa stayed Tammo's reply by squeezing his paw feebly.
Oh, I've seen you fight, Tam. You're one of the best. But you had a different upbringing. You ain't no slayer like those heirs out there. At Salamandastron, they're brought up to it.
Tammo tried to choke back the tears that fell on Russa's paw.
You'll be fine, matey. I'll tell Pask to get all her medicines and herbs and we'll...
Russa managed to wink at him.
Medicines and herbs won't do me no good now, Tam. I wish you'd stop soaking me paws and carrying on like that. I've got other places to go. I've always been a wanderer, so now I wants to see what 'tis like on the sunny hillsides by the still meadows.